What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, and this ain't the God Show. And I got my brother Big Bank here, and this ain't Big Facts Podcast. Me and Bank just, you know, we've been knowing each other for a minute, and we just never had a conversation. And I was, and randomly, he was at my office. We was here Friday, and I was like, yo, man, I want to do a show where I'm high. Because I'm like, I'm different when I'm high. He was like, nigga, I'll do it with you. So I was like, for real? He said, I'm going to be high, too. I'm like, nigga, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So two influential men from the city of Atlanta, from different sides, are coming together to just have a conversation. So I'm be asking questions. And yes, I am high. I'm be asking questions. He asking me questions. And we're going to just talk about subjects. This is nothing but that. This is no anything. I just wanted to have a conversation with a brother who I'm inspired by.
Nah, vice versa, King.
So, man, it's my couch. So I got to welcome you to the couch, my nigga.
I appreciate that, my brother.
Thanks for coming, man. So I'm going to ask you something. So how the hell did you become Big Bank? Like, how does a person like you become who you are, knowing, like, with everything you've been through?
Shit. Yeah, you just said it, but that weave, yeah, be slow. But, because that's a good question. I ain't even ever thought about that. How did you become? Which one, though? Me now?
Nah.
Which person?
The bank that said I'm going to jump off the porch and go louder. Oh. The bank that, like, I'm going to tell you the first day I met you, and you don't even remember this because I don't remember where I was, but at the time I was doing business with Johnny Cabell.
Okay.
And he had an artist he wanted me to work on, and we was somewhere together, and you tried out, just came out, and they owed you some money. And you was in that room, and you was like, hey, man, where my money at?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sitting there like, man, I don't think I'm supposed to be.
With a Def Jam?
Nah, it was in Atlanta. We was at somebody's house. It might have been, I don't know, it was Candy. It was somebody's house we was at. Okay. And it might have been Johnny Cabell's house.
Yeah.
And I just pulled up on him because he was trying to get me to help him with this Jamaican girl he had. And you showed up, but you was like, hey, man, fuck all that, man, where my money at? And I remember being like, damn, like, I don't know. I don't do business with this nigga. This nigga here asking for his money. Like, yeah. Where the fuck is my money? And this is right when Try It Out dropped.
That's when I was still confused, though, about the game that I was trying to get in.
I love that. You know what I'm saying? So let's start there. So you wanted to get in the game one way. What was it?
Nah, to me, we was already the shit in the streets.
Yes.
Per se. I'm going to just say that we was already shit. We was already having money. We already doing the shit that rappers do. So it's like, shit. We really the ones. You know, that's the attitude you have when you come from the streets.
Yeah.
You getting your own money. It'd be like, shit, we really the ones. Them niggas, I ain't seen them niggas. You know what I'm saying? So that energy right there alone can fuck up a whole play.
Yep.
Because that's what I was doing, fucking up the play, not even knowing. Pushing, like you said, I don't even know I want to be in with the nigga. Pushing niggas away.
Yeah.
Because you trying to use street tactics in an industry that's not street.
I'm glad you said that. And to me, it's funny because I see you, and I saw your come up, and I feel like my come up was kind of invincible to niggas. I feel like niggas, like, if you was in the music business, you knew how I came up. But if you was from Atlanta, you, like, I'll tell you, I remember specifically a family member of mine dating one of the shop boys.
Okay.
Or somebody like that. And I remember them being like, Raymond ain't shit. She dealing with somebody out of shop boy. And I remember that's my own family saying at the time. And I remember just being like, fuck. Like,
what they got to do then?
It wasn't even that. It was like, damn, like, I'm big talk in other circles. I just never had a real Atlanta artist. I always wanted one, but my first niggas that I kind of jumped off the porch with was a nigga from the east side. This nigga named Lil Noah.
Okay.
And then my next jump off the porch was with Rock City, some niggas from the Virgin Islands. So I didn't know that. I thought I was Atlanta, but I guess the way people on the streets looked at it was like, if you ain't got one of these, and I thought like, well, shit, I know how much money comes from these. Mm-hmm. I got those over there, and that's why we, you know what I mean? But it was just like, it's just the perception, how the people see the world. Like,
you came in with the understanding of getting some money.
Yes.
We came in really you know what I'm saying? Basically, this be your mindset coming out the streets. Like, man, if we take over this shit.
Hell yeah, nigga, it's mine, nigga.
Yeah, if we take over this shit, fuck these niggas. Exactly. That's nigga we thinking, fuck all these niggas. You don't need nobody because you got your own money. Fuck that. But it's inside rooms of motherfucker be saying little shit that you only, you cuss on this shit, right?
Cuss all you fucking want, nigga. We high as hell.
Yeah, it be inside room, because I'm just saying, we gonna do
this. Nah, nigga, we home, nigga. Let's go.
It be little inside rooms and shit. and them whispers be going. You don't even know them whispers going about you. You know what I'm saying? And it be people that you never met before.
That met heard something somebody else. That heard something about you through somebody else and just thought, I don't want the headache. It ain't even no headache. It's just the way. That's honestly, man, that's why I started talking on the podcast. Because I remember I felt like me speaking up made me look like I was problematic. I didn't know I was problematic. I was just trying to help niggas, help white people understand niggas. That was the first day, bro, when I wrote that letter, my nigga, that was the first day I found out I was black in this game.
Yeah.
I always thought I was black because I ain't a nigga that don't say nigga. I don't walk in the room and code switch. Like, you hear me talk, you could tell I'm a nigga, but that was the first time I think other people saw me as not black, and then I became problematic. And I remember thinking, like, they gonna tell everybody I'm a problem. Oh my God, they gonna tell everybody that don't fuck with Ray. That's why we don't fuck with him. Let him go. And I was like, put a camera in front of me.
Yeah.
Cause I have to find a way to counter the noise being made around me that I'm, like you said, I know how the whistles work. And I was like, well, at least if I do this shit on the internet and I start talking, a nigga be like, well, he said this. And hey, look, man, when you talk, and you know this, bro, when you start talking like we talking, you opening yourself up to being attacked. Because now all you got, all nigga I need you to say is one thing, they can be like, that ain't what happened. Let me tell you. It's like, now that they gonna attack you and get some clout of you, you know how this shit go, bro.
Nah, your reputation and your character precedes you for sure. Because a nigga could be a cool nigga, but you just caught him on a bad day.
Yeah.
And that's just who you are to people. You know what I'm saying?
No, nigga, you got a quote you just said that just went on the internet. You said, nigga, if you could know a nigga 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
You go 1 year, you don't know that nigga no more.
I don't know, you know.
You are, you don't know this, my nigga. You are the face of change in the city of Atlanta.
For real?
You are the face. No, I'm being real, my nigga.
Nah, that's hard.
Nah, you the face of change because you got the weight off. You start talking more. You start understanding more. And nigga, you a motherfucking world leader out here for real, my nigga. When you say shit, there's a group of people that believe more what you say than they would believe if Hov said it. And that's the truth. That's, you know how, nigga, I got a friend, my best friend named Boo Man, my nigga. This nigga will tell you, anybody who listen, hey man, Tupac good, man, he ain't fucking with Kilo, nigga. And I'm like, what? Yeah. I ain't listening to Tupac, nigga. I listen to Kilo, nigga. I know every word on every Kilo album. So I'm just like, so when people be acting like, how dare you? Hey, man, Atlanta is not a real place.
Yeah.
Our heroes, nigga.
Real shit, though.
Nigga, I hit, nigga, my tripping. Hey, nigga, our heroes are our heroes here, nigga. We don't give a fuck. Only reason why I retreat you like that is because that's how we are. Hospitality, nigga. You could be a nobody, nigga, come here. We still gonna treat you with love because in our world, it's like, welcome, nigga. Matter of fact, we gonna show you how to act. Nigga, that's how we behave ourselves here. They don't get caught up in certain things because everybody here got guns. And everybody, you know, we know our city. It's the far out of town. So when I be talking to niggas, so when I look at you, I'm like, dog, you are a face of opportunity. Cause you don't talk, you talk like bank. You are bank. It don't sound like a different nigga than try it out. It sound like a growner nigga. Sound like a nigga that has seen a little bit more.
Yeah.
But he's still the same.
Yeah.
He ain't like, hi guys, I'm bank. Like,
yeah.
A clone nigga, that nigga look different.
That shit, I don't think that's gonna go nowhere.
Exactly, cause you. So I'm like, what made you say I'ma do this shit? What made you say I ain't gonna rap no more? Fuck that. I think I go be this over here.
I never was a rapper. Though. I had one song.
Nigga, you was on my list. Yeah, on my Atlanta list of Atlanta Commission. Your name on the list, nigga. You contributed to the culture. You on the list.
I appreciate that.
You on the list, nigga.
But what made me, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't be knowing, man. I think the wind just blow me, man. I just let God take me on a journey and just ride, bro. I ain't bullshitting. I get offended when a motherfucker be like, bro, you acting different. Nah, but it ain't acting. I'm different. I'm not acting, man. I'm different.
I love it.
Yeah. Like, it's different, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, it's a switch that goes off. Nobody can't nobody talk this shit in you. Saying nobody. You just gotta wanna be different.
Yeah. What made you wanna be different? What was that moment?
Man, shit. Nah, first of all, I had a health scare. Had to went to the doctor, and all my shit was high blood pressure, high,
everything high.
They
probably looking
shit
at you like, "How you walk the head like that?"
Yes.
Wow.
Type energy. So, started trying to, you know, get the weight off, walking, and start the gym. At first, my mind, I couldn't stay in the gym. I start walking outside, walking the neighborhood. And okay, cool. I walk the track, then I seen the trail. Fell in love with the trail. And while I was losing the weight, I was losing other shit too that I didn't know I was losing. I was losing toxins out my brain, all type shit, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I walked that shit out of me, man.
I'm saying, like, what nigga think like that? What nigga in your position? Like, dog, a hood nigga want to stay a hood nigga. If anything, he want to go from a hood nigga to a hood king. Nigga, you literally was like, I'm going to be a better nigga.
The streets ain't the streets no more either, though. So what are you upholding? Like, if it was probably still coded and morals and shit, and I probably would. Still want to uphold something that's honorable.
Yeah.
The shit ain't honorable no more. So, well, you really just stuck in time now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You stuck in make-believe world now, because that shit ain't shit.
Yeah. Nigga, that moment for me was when Jay-Z has a line where he was like, hold on that new shit. Niggas like, how come? Niggas want my old shit. Buy my old albums. Real niggas shit. Stuck on stupid. They stuck, I'm the blueprint. Like, he just, and it was like, I was on them niggas holding on to old times. I had to let go. I was like, dog, every time somebody bring up old days, I think about that line. And it makes me feel lame. Because it's like, a nigga that's getting money don't want to talk about how he used to get money.
I don't think you supposed to, if you ain't doing that now, I don't think you supposed to talk. I'm just being real. Like, we don't want to hear about what you did ten years ago. If you still saying, okay, I've been doing this. Look what I'm doing. I've been doing this. You speaking from that. Turn like how you speak from that.
Yeah.
From that. Like, bro, I've been doing this shit and I'm still doing this shit.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Exactly.
If a nigga just talking about what you used to do, bro, we don't know. You want to hear that?
Hell no.
Do you get inspired? You get inspired by that?
I don't hear nothing. If you ain't doing that shit right now, getting busy, bro. And by the way, I think we should have some Ray and Bank rules. Like, we should end this shit. This shit is ending. They should know. That's the new rule right now.
Hold up, but I ain't saying don't keep hustling on your shit.
Keep hustling.
Get on your shit, and then it's going to start speaking for itself.
But what we saying is that if you was once in the streets, and you was once getting money, and you ain't got it now, unless you using this story to warn niggas. Unless you, like, this what I did, and don't do that. If you doing it to glorify, nigga, this ain't it for you. That should be a rule. You should not be able to talk street shit if you're not doing it right now. And no nigga doing it right now want to talk about it.
That shit over with.
That's crazy.
That shit over with. Like, when I look back on a lot of shit, I just, you know what I'm saying? I just be looking like, damn, bro, niggas was really
dumb,
retarded. If you think about how you used to think and how fast you react to some shit that you shouldn't even be reacting to, period, that shit will throw you through it like, damn, I was fucked up.
Yeah, I was an ignorant nigga. You want to know? I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you a funny story. This is when my life changed. This is when I stopped being an ignorant nigga. So, you know, back in the day, you know, nigga, I had to get it how I had to get it. So, you know, I fuck with a chick working Delta. I fuck with a chick working AirTran. You know me, nigga, I'm in the music business. I might get on the plane. So it's one of them days where I'm traveling somewhere. I'm trying to get on a fucking plane back to Atlanta from D.C. By the way, that's our water, man.
Water, dope.
That's our water, man. Yeah, that's our water, man. KL water, man. I'm about to have that shit all over the city, bro. I just put an order in the whole Stone Mountain. About to be buying water from the whole thing. The whole Stone Mountain is going to be buying that now.
That's dope.
Yeah, man.
You need something at the hiking with bank.
I got you. Oh no. Oh yes. I'm gonna have that set. I'm gonna have stand set up for the bank. We're gonna be giving order out, nigga. Yeah. That's done. Gonna film it. I make sure you get the content for the people out there to know. I want you to do it, but
for sure.
But listen, I was trying to get on an airplane. I'm trying to be in DC, trying to get home. They tell me, you know, like, I'm on standby. They're like, all right, go sit down. Sit down, bitch. I see the flight leave, you know. I look up like, hold on, bitch. That's not the plane you had me waiting on, is it? And I went up to her and I was like, miss, did the plane leave? And she was like, yeah, you didn't get on. And I was like, oh, okay. And then she looked at my clothes and then she said, by the way, you're not going to be able to fly with that on anyway. You wasn't going to be able to get on a plane anyway, so you need to go buy some clothes or figure it out. And I was like, why you ain't tell me that? And she was like, that ain't my job to tell you that. And I swear to God, I said, bitch, I hope that fucking plane crash. And I walked away. And when I walked away, I said, I just bust out laughing. I was like, what the fuck is the plane crash gonna do to her? Like, you just wish death on some random people you don't know because this woman. And I was like, Ray, never again.
Oh, that shit is mine.
Hold your mouth, nigga. Because you think it don't mean that you have a right to say it. Real and that's shit. A lot of problems we have. Feel like, I feel. So just because I feel, I should say.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, that you might damage your entire life by speaking on something that you feel. That shit take a lot. So for me, that's what my lesson for me, where I was like, nigga, I got to stop talking and just saying what's on my mind because it's on my mind.
Oh, nah, that's what you call it? What's the word? That's
law.
Law. Yeah, law. That's the word. Give me a word. Wait, that's law. My shit don't be coming to me that fast when I be smoking that weed.
That shit comes slow.
But that's law though, for real, bro.
Like, yeah. I just get tired of this shit. I just get tired of, like, and especially, and I feel like you are, I don't know if you see this, but you are a superhero to me. We are both superheroes. We in different movies. By the way, people at home, this is Iron Man and Batman talking. Nigga, that's Marvel and motherfucking DC Comics. Nigga, them loves don't talk, nigga. This is us talking because, nigga, if we really superheroes, then that means the most important thing is the people.
Yes.
That's the first thing about doing what we do. You got to shut the fuck up and be for the people. And we really are superheroes. So I see the power you got. Nigga, I've been wanting to do this shit for 6 months, nigga. I only felt safe doing it because you here. I'm like, at least there's another hero doing it. They see we take our shirts off and just, or take our hats off, our work hats off, and just be niggas.
You know, I used to say anything, though. Like, it's some shit out there with me saying a whole bunch of bullshit.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? So
don't find it, by the way.
Yeah, but when they start telling me, like, nah, bro, these people taking that shit for face value. So however you feel, you can make people feel that way, but just because you feel that way.
You got the power to change a nigga move. You got the power to change how a nigga see the world. You have a power, bro. I'm going to bring up somebody that I know people hate, but I'm going to bring him up because I don't hate him. Donald Trump. While we hate him so much, it's one thing that we didn't pay attention to. He showed us that you don't need the system.
Yeah.
He showed us that you don't need the system. You don't have to act like the system to win in the system. Like, when that nigga got caught on camera, if any other motherfucking politician got caught, audio saying, man, when you famous, man, you could just grab him by the pussy. Anybody say that? They life is over. Trump was like, and everybody was like, he needs to apologize. Oh, my God. He said, I'm not apologizing. That's how men talk when y'all ain't around.
You believe in them Zodiacs?
Hell yeah. Which was that?
Gemini, like,
oh yeah.
See, he been his authentic self. That's why it worked. You gonna run out of trying to be somebody else. That one thing about them Gemini, Kanye, no matter what they say about him, he's being Kanye. 3,000, he's being 3,000. These folks is being their self.
Yes. Prince,
you get what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter how
Tupac and Biggie were both Geminis.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
How crazy is that?
That's crazy. But yeah, them folks be like Trump, I don't have a problem with him.
Here's the thing, though. Let me tell you something.
I can't say I got a problem with him. I can't have a problem with somebody else, how they view themselves and how they are. At least I know that's who you
are. I fuck with you because I know. I'd rather fuck with you because I know who you are. I got some friends my best friend called me today, nigga. He said, what you doing, nigga? My assistant was sitting right there, heard me hit listen. I'm like, oh, what's up? Then he started talking about a concert. You going to that concert? You want tickets to that concert? Coming up on the 14th. And I was like, the Chris Brown concert? I said, yeah, if you want to get something. He was like, all right, get something for me and you. And then I'm going to roll with you there. Like, I'm like, man, nigga, I'm working. Oh, my bad. That nigga know me and Ray friends, but we don't talk in his business hours. He love me for that. Because I'm real like that. Like, for me, it's like, you know where I'm at and what I'm standing on. And the thing I like about Trump that I say to people is that, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say this right here. I don't give a fuck. I'm high. Y'all blame me. Blame it on whatever the fuck I took. But I'm going to tell you niggas something. I'm going to tell you niggas a lot of shit today. Let me tell you something. Y'all hated him so much that you accepted anybody but him.
Yeah.
Now you're stuck with anybody but him. And this nigga is coming back to take the movie. And I'm telling you now, nigga.
You think he's going
to
get back in there?
Nigga, think ain't no word. Nigga, no, he is. The only way Trump doesn't win is if Biden drops out, and so does Kamala and Gavin Newsom, or somebody, a superstar from the Democratic Party, come in. But they all want to come in, but they kind of like, we can't come in because the old guy's still there. That's what y'all niggas get. Y'all wanted to beat the man so bad that now here he come. And I feel like, I really believe that I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs is going to win the Super Bowl. Let me tell you why. Because I think America needs to see Taylor Swift kiss her boyfriend and say, I'm going to Disney World. Because they know in 9 more motherfucking months that nigga's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And when Trump come back, he's only coming back if you either with him or you ain't. And I think America is scared of this nigga. And I feel like they like, well, let's at least get our little sweetheart kiss him. Like, it's like how everybody talk about January 2020 before Kobe died. Before the pandemic, it's like, man, that was a good time. I think that America's like, let's get our good look in, because this nigga gonna come back and he gonna come back and win, and everybody gonna be pissed. I don't think nothing bad gonna happen either, by the way. I just think the nigga gonna come back because we got Joe, And now Joe is 4 years older, nigga, but he like his daddy. Same age, you nigga like his father.
So what you think? You think Trump was a better president than Joe Biden?
Yeah.
In what ways?
Can I tell you why I think Trump was a good president? Because Trump was the first president we ever saw flex his power.
What you mean?
Like, Joe is like, man, Roe versus Wade, we have to overturn it, guys. Come on, come on. Trump was like, I'm overturning what the fuck I want. I'm changing the laws. Oh, bank against the law being changed. Like, he put fear in niggas. And to me, I believe you gotta fear daddy in today's world. You gotta fear daddy. All the motherfucking people from the different communities that hate him, I don't think that they underestimated how tired people was of so much inclusion that we started excluding people. And I think that he's a reminder of the people that got excluded. And I said this on record in 2016, I could find it on Facebook. I said, Trump gonna win. No, but in 2014, before he won, I said, Trump gonna win because he is like the white man's Farrakhan. And we love Farrakhan, but we also know that there's a certain part of America that will make us the enemy for aligning with him. Mm-hmm. But Farrakhan is just like one of our grandfathers that unseen enough is like, hey, little nigga, don't play with them people. Mm-hmm. That's all he really is. But America made him the enemy. Trump is Farrakhan. He's saying shit that white people in their house are saying. And he's saying what they feel. And they just can't be out there agreeing with him because they got black friends. They don't want to be against y'all. But it's kind of like, yo, this nigga's trying to stop. He's trying to build a wall. This nigga's trying to stop the world from fucking excluding the Anglo-Saxon. I really believe that.
People going to sneak and vote for him, though.
Nigga, yes. Yes. Who the fuck is, he ain't been to no debate. He ain't argue with nobody. He's being indicted. All his team is going down. Everybody around him is falling. And this nigga is still winning 2-1 against people that's doing all the right shit. America, what the fuck is that telling us? America want they white hope back.
Yeah, shit.
They need, nigga, how we love Hope. Trump is Hope the white people, nigga. He gonna talk straight. He don't give a fuck. He lies. I'm surprised that nigga ain't come. He was an okay actor. Look, you didn't know that. First of all, Ronald Reagan was an actor. He was an actor in Hollywood, which we all know is traditionally blue.
Yeah.
Traditionally, you know, liberal. We know that. This nigga was run. He was the president of the Actors Association. That's what he ran on. He wanted to run for president, and they gave him a script. And they said, if you say this to these people, no matter what happens, they're going to believe you if you saying it in a way they could believe. And he did the same thing Donald Trump did. And what was he most known for? Outside of the shit he did to black people, Reaganomics. Nigga, them people put them in them seats, they want to get that money. Nigga, Trump had situations set up for us to make money. And that's what people don't understand. Trump went, he was for the rich. But what people don't understand is that a poor man can play the rich man's game.
Real shit.
And what I mean by he's for the richest, man, he's for anybody that doesn't have a job. If you out here hustling for yours, oh my God, he for you. It's opportunities for you everywhere you go. Opportunity zones. It's all types of shit. If you a regular 9-to-5 nigga, That's who the other people for. So if you really on some young free mind shit, which I know you had to
that's
be.
That's why shit was going up.
Thank you,
like,
bro.
Like so many businesses, especially Instagram businesses and shit like that, man. Cause it was like
commerce, nigga.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, dog. And while some of us was emotionally complaining about them, the smart niggas was getting to the motherfucking money. Nigga, we all know what it is. Every nigga I know had the most money they ever had in their life when Trump was president. I had cousins that I ain't cool with no more right now to this day because he got one of them PPP loans, $40,000, then start talking to me like I was a little nigga. Nigga live in my house. I'm like, I'll do that later. I got shit to do. Oh, you do?
You got shit to do with that 40.
You gonna get your ass about this motherfucking house, nigga. So I come from that shit. So that's my views on Trump. My views on Trump is that if you want to win, you can win with him. Democrats need to fall in love. Republicans fall in line.
I don't know what part. I think I'm an independent.
I think most of us are, by the way.
Yeah.
I just think that Democrats typically have to fall in love. Like, we have to love the story. Like, nigga, we love Obama. we love that nigga, his wife. Like, it was a love story to us. It wasn't no presidency. It was just a love story in the highest office. Nobody could tell you nothing that he did. I don't know nothing he did besides Obamacare. But I don't know.
Yeah.
But nigga, we love them. Yeah, they was Bill Cosby. Well, you know, they can't say that name. But they was like, that was America's black couple. We was more concerned about their date nights than we were concerned about their policies. Really? Which is cool, by the way, because we was in love with them. Man, I was talking to a Republican one day, y'all. This nigga, we was talking about Herschel Walker. When everybody knew Herschel Walker was like, ugh. It was like, this nigga got, it was almost like, this nigga's a puppet. He got to be a puppet. This nigga said, I was like, bro, why you advocating for Herschel Walker? He said, I don't have to love that nigga. I'm going to vote for that nigga. He going to vote for every law that we care about. I don't need that nigga. He could be dumb. He could do whatever he want. But as long as that nigga vote Republican every time they check that motherfucking board, nigga, he good with us. And I was like, damn, why can't Democrats, man, I like that. We got to get motivated. We like Bank. We don't like Ray. Mm-hmm. I ain't voting for Ray. Mm-hmm. I like Bank, though. I love his wife. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Ray, he fucking bitches on the side. We don't want our president. I could probably be the best president, but this, we got to love the person. You see what I'm saying? Democrats got to love the story, bro. That shit don't make sense to me. It's like, nigga, that's why we losing. Here's Democrats.
Yeah.
Here's Republicans. They always together. Nigga, if I hit you a one, which one you think going to hurt the most? The motherfucking fist, nigga. Cause that bitch is fucking tight and it's coming. The slap gonna hurt, it's gonna sting, but the fist gonna make you bleed, nigga. It's gonna knock you out. Unless you gotta do that shit that them niggas do when they got on the slap move, when they got there, be standing up like.
They don't just slap
me and
be like. Oh yeah, man, that shit, that them punches.
If a nigga that did that, like, now that's a different kind of slap. Man, but them knees, he got the knees backing him. You know what I'm talking about, James?
Man, that shit make you do
something. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want, if a nigga slap you like that, that nigga don't like your ass.
Slap you like that, but you better do something immediately.
You have to. That nigga, especially because he leaned down. The nigga had time to lean, and he slept.
You got to just go ahead and, like, risk it all behind that slap. And fuck around and get it recorded.
Oh, you know somebody recorded it? Oh, man, you might as well just rush like
that nigga done did one of them. When I'm man, I seen a man whole face swell up one time. I be watching them shits on YouTube.
That's a sport.
It's a sport? How much money they getting you get slapped?
Oh, nigga, they're part of the UFC world. They making money.
How much?
I don't know, but it's got to be enough to get the shit slapped out of you. It got to be enough. Whatever that number is for a nigga get the shit slapped out of him, it's enough.
Fucked up part about a nigga slap your ass, he go first and you, like, they slap you out. He out. Yeah. You don't even get your slap back. That's fucked up. Nigga, he out, it's over. He nigga done slapped your ass out the game. Like, how you get it back in the car with your girl? What you gonna tell your girl when he, like, man?
Hold on.
What you gonna tell your wife? Like, man, nigga done slapped the fuck out you, slapped you out the whole game. You go home, now you like, your bitch done start that shit down, like,
don't let me slap the shit out of you like that nigga did today, nigga. Matter of fact, I gave him my phone number, nigga. And he told me if you say one thing out your motherfucking mouth, he's on his way.
You know what, man? Nigga try to play mad. Like, you don't even know how to feel after some shit like that. You don't know to be mad, sad, or what, man. You just slapped your ass out the game.
Yo, I gotta ask you a question.
I couldn't do that.
Bank, I told you something, man, that I gotta get off my chest, man.
Go ahead, bro.
I need your help. I think the worst job in America, the job that needs to be abolished, I don't care what y'all say.
No, I said that.
It's cheerleaders.
No, I told somebody that story. I never thought about that.
We have to get rid of cheerleading in America.
You said cheerleaders.
Actual cheerleaders. Let me tell y'all something. Nigga, imagine having a child. 9 months of fucking labor. You raise that child. You're spending money. You're doing all this shit. Only for them to grow up to cheer for another nigga.
Hooray. Hooraying for
this
a nigga.
Thing, like, for another motherfucking nigga to be on the sideline. Nigga, let me ask you a question. You've been to 100 games, haven't you? We all been, from high school to grown man, we've been to hundreds of games, right? Has anybody left the game saying, man, them goddamn cheerleaders was lighting that shit up tonight, though?
They might have inspiring cheerleaders. Motherfucker who's inspiring to be a cheerleader, probably.
I think cheerleading hurt women's sports. I think cheerleading is how America and this world saw What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you were wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sy. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Women, and now the ones that want to come off, the one to play, they like, think about how much shit they gonna put some pom-poms on, baby girl. Like, the worst thing you could tell somebody is put some pom-poms on. Like, just think about that. But if you come to a nigga and say, yo, man, I ain't like that shit you said, put some pom-pom. Nigga, you have to. Think about that shit, my nigga. The worst thing you can tell a nigga, hey, man, put some pom-pom. Nigga, that's their shit. That's what they use.
Get your pom-pom and skirt.
Get your pom-pom and skirt. Nigga, I'm telling y'all, especially the men. Oh, my God. Nigga, imagine you somebody in school. Like, what your daddy do? What your daddy do? My dad big bank. My dad got podcast. My dad got that shit show. Yeah, I could say it. Because it's bringing in money. He told me it brings in money. What your dad do? My dad's a cheerleader for that. Shut the They might beat his ass. They might jump him just on.
If it depends on what school he go to, he gonna already know. But I ain't finna say that. Drive truck. My dad just driving truck. I'd rather you drive a truck than be a cheerleader. That's cold.
Bruh, I'd rather you be a stripper than a cheerleader. Don't do that. Let me tell you why. Nigga, it's some chicks from Magic City and some chicks that were strippers that are running the world right now. Cardi B is a stripper. Yeah. Name an ex-cheerleader that's anything. It wasn't important enough to be a part of their story. Think about it.
Professionally cheerleading.
Just in, like, we don't need them in high school sports. Get it away. I do understand the concept when they put the little girls. I do get that, the cheerleader association. Yeah, that's good. That's like dance. I get it. But I'm saying in sports, make cheerleading a sport. Make us respected. Nigga, that's like the NBA saying that we play on this. Oh, in the NFL at halftime, we're going to play our game now.
But they used to do competitions and shit, though, right?
Yeah, I'm not mad at the competition. Yeah. I'm talking about in sports. Cheerleading is a competition. You could do that. I'm cheering for my goddamn self now.
Yeah.
Nigga, we win. We get the trophy. Nigga, we cheering for us. Nigga, that's different. Cheering for someone else, though? I'd rather you work in Magic City, nigga. I ain't never heard a cheerleader name get mentioned in records, but I done heard Black China name.
What's some of the weirdest shit you think you seen just in the industry?
Some of the weirdest shit I've seen. Yeah. I've seen men be too comfortable touching other men. It was always weird to me. Like, it was weird to me how comfortable they were being this close to each other. Like, I don't care if you telling me you gonna give me $1 billion. Tell me in my ear then, my nigga. Tell me in my face, nigga. What the fuck is this? You go over here. Then you turn around and I'll be like, yo. But that face to face just talk. Yeah, man, you don't matter. Kiss don't. It's like, huh? It's weird, man. That was just weird. I've seen a lot of weird shit, man. I done seen men turn into straight bitches. Like, you know how men are. The weakest man will still try to be a little level up when women come around. The weakest nigga still. He'll find another weak nigga and pick on him. But the weakest nigga. You know I ain't lying. There's always that. He gonna find a nigga. Yeah. The weakest nigga when a fine chick come around is gonna move different. This nigga still was on the floor tying a nigga's sneaker. Like, yo, your sneakers untied. Stop everybody, sneakers untied.
Man, stop playing.
Yeah, nigga.
Well, he was a stylist?
Nah, nigga, he was an assistant to a big artist. Big artist. That's you know, too. Sister, big artist, sister, nigga.
But that's kind of your job, though.
Nah. Not no dude. Nah. I'm saying, My job is to tell you your shoe untied.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he tied it.
He stopped, got on a knee in front of him and tied it.
Stop playing.
When we talked about him when he won the round, they would say, you know, such and such assistant. And be like, the nigga that tied, oh, okay, him. He ain't even a person no more. He the nigga that tied the nigga sneak in front of everybody.
That's cold. That's just so like for, that slap.
Yeah. So for me, it's like, in this business, I've seen men not be men for the sake of getting up a higher level. I've seen a nigga smile at a nigga he didn't like just to get in the VIP section to take a picture with him to tell people he cool with him.
Yeah, you tie a nigga's shoe, you'll suck his dick.
I believe that. I believe that. And I also believe you'll let him fuck your wife. You'll let him fuck your wife, my nigga. Yeah. If you'll tie a nigga's shoe, you'll let him fuck your wife.
I don't know who did that, but.
Yeah.
He probably done had a
Peter. And I ain't only saying it because he might still be around. Nigga might.
He done had a Peter.
What, nigga? Imagine you fucking somebody. You can't even say who pussy is this. It's his. Who pussy is this? That nigga over there.
Who shoe you tied?
Yeah, who shoe you tied, nigga. If he want to fuck me, let me know. I'll go. Like, it's like, dog, I've seen niggas. Dog, the problem with. Let me tell you why I fuck with you. If anybody want to know, and I'm just going to be honest, the problem with this game has always been and forever will be pussy.
For sure.
I know I feel so like, wow, oh, bad, poor taste. Nah. As a woman, as a ladies, I want to tell y'all, I wish that that wasn't the case because it's not the case with me. Mm-hmm. I wish it wasn't. I wish it wasn't what you have between your legs. But these dudes out here, these niggas just be hating on each other and hating on the next nigga just to impress y'all. Ask a woman to ever lay down with me. Have I ever laid down and need to downplay another nigga to make me feel good? I don't. I was once a broke nigga.
That's the
pussy
most
though.
Suckiest shit ever, though.
You know it is, bro.
That, like, you got to do it. Bro, I don't even know nobody. Like, you see me on the picture with, like, you see me on the podcast with Ray. And if I'm with a chick and she asks me about Ray, I don't know Ray.
Yeah. Ask him.
I'm saying, like, she used to date you. Yeah. She say, I used to date Ray. You know, nah.
Nah, hell nah.
Bitch, because you ain't going to be able to say, I said shit, because I don't know him. And you could just saw us on the picture together. Yeah. That wasn't me. That wasn't him.
And you ain't us. And you said something, though, that's important. You know how I could prove it's pussy? Because you just said some real grown man shit. Dog, I don't want to fuck behind the next nigga for the sake of saying I did it.
No.
If you had a first nigga, that's kind of
suspect to me too.
That's weird to me how they be down to fuck behind each other.
Yeah, I don't like who you know. I don't want to be in them saying. Yeah. Not how. And I'm just speaking from, you know, how it goes. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I don't want to, cause you know.
How though? like it used to be the nigga when you brought something around no one knew about. Ooh, where you get that from, nigga? Oh, nigga, hey, dog, I'm from Old National, nigga. I love fucking with a chick from MLK. Or you get you a Fayetteville girl? Oh, my God, nigga. I can't wait to show this bitch off the Old National, nigga. I'm
they
taking
don't know
her. What? They don't
the
know her. Nigga, be like, where she come from? Now niggas is like, it's my week, nigga. What?
They don't know her.
And then they pillow talking. The women losing respect for niggas. And this is all going bad, man. I just hate this shit, bro. I hate how
Nah, that's the root of most problems, though. I said this shit goddamn problem my first episode ever. The root of all the problems is the women.
Yep. Don't say the women. It's the niggas' desire for them.
I'm saying, yeah, exactly. I ain't going to say they are the problem. Yeah. I'm saying, but in between anything, most issues come from that. Like, just say, for instance, if you had a chick that I wanted or I had a chick that you wanted, me and you kind of got.
We kind of, it's a thing between us. We can't help it. It's just there.
For nothing.
That's how it used to be. Now it's like, yo, what's up, nigga? We fought the same. It's weird to me. I don't want nothing nobody touched. When my lady walked in here, I introduced you. I did that proudly.
Yeah. Real shit.
Because I'm like, hey, nigga.
This shit on my face card.
This my face.
Yeah, real shit.
And if you, that's why you got to act like that. But niggas ain't men. That's what I like about you. You got man talk. You talk like a man. A man that these niggas still think is cool. If nobody black, somebody ever see this and you not black, I want to let you understand something. While y'all be trying to empower Obama, Obama's an outlier to us. We love him, but we don't never think we could be like him and know someone like him. Bank, though.
That's cool.
We feel like we could be like Bank.
That's cool.
That's why what you say matters.
That's cool.
And I don't think they understand the difference. If a cool nigga saying some shit and he's still cool, that's power to our culture. Because it's like, that's what I could be when I'm in my 40s. I didn't think I was going to be this cool in my motherfucking 40s, because I ain't never seen a nigga this cool in his motherfucking 40s. I didn't know we had to be the niggas to do it.
Yeah, shit.
I didn't know, nigga.
But these niggas definitely didn't look like us.
Nah, nigga. 20-year-old
nigga when I was a young nigga, like, them niggas with the dud.
What? Them niggas were hard. Them niggas were, what you call them? Jeans. Either way, hard bottom and jeans. You don't ever, as a nigga, don't wear hard bottoms and jeans.
What you mean?
Like penny loafer shoes and some jeans, like. Like, if you're gonna wear some nice shoes, you wear some nice pair of pants. Like, see how you got the sweats and the shoes and everything match. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember I had penny loafers on. Remember I had penny loafers on. I'd be like, where you going, nigga? You going, if I trip, you like, where you leave? Where you going when you leave here, nigga? Oh, I gotta go to work. You going somewhere. You going to court. You going somewhere. Jeans are hard bottom. Don't do that.
Nah, real shit.
And you know,
baggy jeans. Nah, Ray, I got a lot of respect for you, man. 100%, bro.
This is a dream come true.
I appreciate you.
This is a dream come true because I saw you doing it. And the crazy part is I wanted to be anything but you because I wanted your respect if you ever see me doing it.
Oh, no.
That's how I really felt.
I'm not hitting you up sometimes.
I know you, nigga, you did, but that's why you hit me up because I was, I wasn't trying to be like I tried to find my own way in this shit. And it was like, I watched you do it, and I'm watching you, the shit show. I'm watching you, the hiking with Bank. I'm watching you turn yourself into a motherfucking brand and a business by just being yourself. Nigga, if that's not the dream, if that's not a dream come true, to be yourself, make money being yourself, you smoking yourself, and everywhere, and you could decide I want to do that. Like, nigga, you are the brand, bro. And if you look at every nigga winning right now, name a nigga winning or a company winning that's ran by a nigga, you better know the nigga. You know the nigga. The nigga figured out only way I can be powerful is because I have to have a voice too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who the most powerful white man in the world is. We know the nigga though,
because
he has to be. Mm-hmm. He has to be, bro. You and I would see a dude like you, and I would tell you, get louder. I have so many niggas in this music industry I've ran into, and I just like, yo, get louder. Get louder. And
what that mean?
To me, it just means
stay in their face.
Nigga, get in their motherfucking face, nigga. Yeah. Don't downplay you.
Yeah.
Be the biggest version of you.
I need that.
Nigga, you gotta know the best basketball player in the world, even if you don't like the sport. Gotta know the, you know what I'm saying? You gotta know the best baseball player in the world. If you don't like the sport, you gotta know that shit.
You hard.
So for me, it's like, you gotta know that shit. So for me, if that's you, that nigga to that, then you need to do that shit. Cause you that nigga.
Man, this shit bright as hell with these glasses on.
I didn't even realize.
Take them off and see.
This shit feel like we're on a 2020 special.
This shit will blow your
shit. How you guys doing? I'm Ray Daniels sitting here with Bank. And yeah, them lights is real professional.
You take them glasses off. This shit blow my eye. Yo, no, that's real shit though, bro.
Yeah, so for me, I know who you are. So when I said I was doing it, my girl didn't even know. She's like, who is that? And I was like, you don't know him? She was like, no. It kind of was like, you're not supposed to know him because, you know, you in a whole nother world. But he's this. Because anytime I say I'm going to stand next to somebody, the people in my life is like, who?
Who and why?
What you doing that for?
Yeah, don't do exactly.
You know, I understand you protective. But what I'm saying is that when I broke it down, it was like, hi? And I'm like, trust me, he's the only person. He's like Atlanta Snoop Dogg. If you smoke a blunt and your kids see it, it's like, at least I can say I smoke with Snoop.
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga, I'm high. Nigga, I just created another show. High with Bank, nigga. You hiking with Bank, I'm high with Bank.
Nah, real shit. We be on that Terrell high too, though. I think the weed calmed me down, though. I had just got an implant so I couldn't smoke for a while, but I'm back on the backwoods.
So you was trying to leave weed?
Nah, I could.
I ain't never smoked weed in my life.
I love weed.
I ain't never smoked a day in my life. I ain't on coke, by the way. I take edibles. I never smoked weed in my life. I never smoked a cigarette, weed, nothing. Hookah.
I smoked all that shit.
Nigga, I was in the Dominican Republic and this nigga Tehran, it was his 40th birthday. Man, we were ready. M's and M's up. Nigga got a big ass mansion. Nigga, everybody got their own house in the mansion, some shit like that. He was like, man, Ray, we rich. We in Dominican Republic. The most important job you have is to handle my business and you with me. I just got one request. what, man, fuck it. And I ain't gonna lie, Bank, I'm probably the most uptight nigga in the world when I'm fucking sober. So now I'm uptight Ray. I cannot believe I got this far being uptight as I was. The nigga was like, what, man, what you want me to do, man? And he was like, man, can you just eat this gummy? I was like, he said, Ray, look, if anything happened, if only people in the house was us, I promise you, you can go upstairs, we'll make sure you get upstairs. But Ray, it would mean the world if you just ate this shit. I was like, cool. And then an hour later, I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, why the fuck is so funny? Everything was funny to me, nigga. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh my God, that's what I feel like. I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's not that bad. And I just ate a piece of candy. I could do that.
Down. It calms you down.
It makes me relax, bro. Exactly. I swear to God, I tell people, I wish I did. I didn't discover again. I didn't get high till I was in my 40s. January makes the, it's going into the second year, third year, but 2022 and 2023, that's the only time I ever got high. And nigga, once I did it, I love it. I'm like, how the fuck have I been surviving? I used to judge everybody. By the way, have I judged you? Yeah. I'm apologizing, man. With my most sincere heart. I apologize, because I was a judgy nigga, because I was like, man, what you need that for? I'm high off life. Nah, nigga.
Oh, nah,
nigga. Way better, nigga. I'm glad I discovered it later, because I'm disciplined with it. Like, I had a dream. Like, damn, nigga. Martin did too. Shit, nigga, I'm in the same category as Martin. I'm about to tell you my dream.
We can do the walk on. We can do the walk on the Stone Mountain. Nah.
I ain't walk on Stone Mountain with you.
I don't. That's why I don't try drugs and shit. Like, I tried mushroom. I like the mushroom too.
I tried mushrooms, nigga. The devil, me and the devil talked for 6 hours. I told him, I couldn't believe it. I kept telling him, I don't want to do this. He's like, but you're here. You can wake up out this shit, and the world is yours, nigga. I was like, I don't want to do it this way. Like, let me go up. I was trying to go upstairs, but like, he kept pulling me down.
But
nigga,
you had the conversation, right? You
can't talk to that nigga.
You came out through the conversation. What you got from the conversation?
I was stronger. You're right, but I also didn't want to go again. Like, man, what about superpowers is, I don't need to experience something twice.
Yeah.
No, that's really one of my superpowers.
Real shit.
Nigga, I've been to Paris. I don't ever have to go again. I will, but it's not like I'm like I'm, I don't have to experience a lot of shit.
Me too. I'm the same way.
I've seen enough.
Real shit.
Cause I don't want to enjoy it like that. What if I do enjoy it? That's another habit. It's another shit in my brain that I'm gonna be wanting to do. I kind of like my life, but these drugs though. And whenever time you see me in these glasses, just know that means I'm in a great mood right now. I feel like natural Ray. I just don't feel the pressure in my shoulders like I usually do when I'm hot. It's like I know it's there, but it's like, nigga, you fucking floating, nigga. You can dance around that shit.
Nah, real shit. That shit is the best. It's the same thing. Edibles is the same thing. Cannabis is the same.
Yeah,
shit.
It's the same thing, but it's so good, man. So if I ever judge you, I'm sorry. If you have some, I'm sorry. If you have some, I would love you can share it with me. I'm not gonna judge you. Bank gave me some. It's my motherfucking nigga, right?
What about the CBD? You ever tried CBD?
CBD don't hit me, man. That shit don't hit. Should be like CBD is like some head or something, you know. THC is like, fuck it, nigga. Yeah. It's like you just, this is different, nigga. That shit just hit, nigga. Yeah,
sure.
Let me ask you a question. I gotta ask you a question, man. You've been with your wife since y'all was kids.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, the only pure love is child love. Because a bitch would be hugging, a bitch would be fucking that nigga when she 18 to 21, giving him her best. Break on that nigga. Now she with this nigga at 24, giving this nigga her best. And it's like every bitch, every nigga you run up and you giving him
you
your best.
Out of your best.
How the fuck do we know what the fuck the best probably was past?
Yeah. You running out.
But you, as I always say, you gotta, if you want real love, you gotta, it either has to be pure or it has to be real. A lot of motherfuckers got love. You know, like you and your wife, y'all got pure love because it's the first time, it was like you witnessing it for the first time in real time.
Real shit.
And y'all remember, you can't have like, you want none in that moment. She can't have like, she want none in that moment. And it's that pureness that of love. And I always tell people, I'm like, that's the purest love. It's like, fuck my high school girlfriend. Fuck her. Like, bitch, she broke my heart and it just turned me into another nigga.
That's what fuck up. See, niggas don't understand that. See, nah, real shit. That would fuck you up. Most dudes be fucked up early on. So they trying to find somebody to fix their heart when they really meet a girl, right? Yeah. Because most niggas do be done got their heart broke young.
Man, me and you should have a TV show, man, and we should sit down and we should give advice, relationship advice. One from a nigga that has done it the right way and another from a nigga
I ain't
that,
did it the right
nah,
way.
Nah, you did, man, nah, because, listen, let me tell you right why you way, did the right way.
I'm fucking up.
Let me tell you, no. I ain't said, no, listen now. Here's the point, though. You are fucking up. But the thing is that, but the real reality is that that's what being a man is. It's fucking up. And that's why when a man introduces his woman, I've never heard a man do a speech and say, let me tell you about my wife, who's so lucky to have me. And let me, and it's like, hold on, nigga, is this nigga gonna laugh at that shit? Or is that like for real? It's like, that's not proper to say. Women have always been.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And shall always been the better versions out of the two humans. Women are. Nigga.
What you mean by that?
Like, what I mean by that is like, me and you going at it, this should be women. Women are looking at us like, calm down, stop it. If they, because they know me and you go at it, it can go to, somebody can die right here. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, they could go at it and me and be like, man, cut all that shit out, man. Because we know that what's the worst going to do is a punch is thrown, the hair being pulled. Yeah. They the better versions of us. Everything that men shit. Do, they do better than us. And my thing is that, and it is to me, it's like a whole new world we entering in where women want to be men. And it's scary to me because it's like, there are some real men out here.
Nah, that's crazy you just said that because that's some real shit because she told me some shit the other day. Like, you know, I don't be telling you a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't be wanting you to react the way I think you're going to react. But now I'm starting to tell you more shit because I see you're calmer. You're more calmer. Like back in the days, there's all type of shit I could have told you about your family, your friends, whatever, whatever, this, that. But you don't know how to goddamn take this shit and just be regular.
She was protecting you.
Yes.
And you thought that she was hurting you, but she was protecting you because she wanted to be here with you.
I didn't know. You know what I'm
saying?
That's what
I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. But like, as you know, it's like, as a man, if she came to you and said, I know somebody I want to tell you. Oh, you gonna tell me.
Yeah.
But you, as now that I don't know, you're smarter now. And my thing is, women have always been a smarter version of the other two species. But now, it's like, they want to be dumb like us now. Oh, and no, it's weird to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for the hoe. Like, y'all realize that the person that sing that is pregnant. Right? And had a baby shower with her baby daddy was sniffing her asshole. Like, I'm by the way, I want to make it known that that is what we are amplifying when we amplify women act they're ignorant. Because women are not supposed to be ignorant. Men have been ignorant. Men have started wars. Men have fucked the world up. Women have been the only thing that we went home to that probably took us alive. When Hitler was one of the worst humans that ever lived. But this, he killed him and they killed each other at the same time.
Put to the women defense, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but a lot of you niggas just too hoe-ass niggas, too.
I agree. No, I agree.
A lot of you niggas just some hoe-ass niggas. Like, how you going to respect some of these niggas, though? Like, you got to think, the shit that you speaking from a unicorn nigga.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Up,
the hell of your business. I'm just keeping it real. The hell of your business and hell of your business.
Social media fucked us up, bro. Social media fucked us up, bro. Back in the day, all you competed to with as a couple was your neighbors. They got a nice car, we gonna get a nice car. Think about that.
I think not even social media. I think people should still be around like that. Too much phone, like, I don't need you calling me all day and talking to me all day. I don't miss nothing. Back in the day, my granddad and them come home, they just not hearing today's shit. It's time to wind down. I'm not sitting here all day. Hey, the baby, just I just picked baby up school. Hey, bitch, I'm really getting tired of all that. It's too much communication. Am I tripping?
Nah, you not.
Too much communication. It's nothing to want. We gonna get home now. I already know everything. Now we finna talk about some shit that we finna argue because ain't nothing to talk.
Ain't nothing
about
to do. That's why I'm
arguing. We just finna be quiet. We done talked about everything all day. You should have waited. I got home and run it down to me.
Hell yeah.
Then we by the time we eat, by the time to go to sleep, I'm back out. I see you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, you know
that don't make sense.
You know, I think the divorce rate, it was like, if it was like 21% in 2019, in 2020, it went to like 63%. And then 2024, nigga, no, they was all in the house stuck with each other. Now they got to really look at each other now.
Yeah.
Now we really figure out we love each other now. Because I might love my life with you. I might not love you. A lot of these bitches don't love their nigga. They love the life with them. And a lot of these niggas don't love their bitch. They love the life with them. And they might not love you. And the pandemic made us all stop.
Yeah, that was trying to tell you, she do nothing. She just call me one time a day. Now, all that texting me, calling me. I'm saying that she really need, I'm just being real, all day. I want to miss you. I want to see you when I see you. I want to be done miss you. I already know it. Like, I know this probably sound weird. But
nah, don't.
It probably do to people. But it coming out. It's the truth.
What do you think?
I'm sick of that shit. Man.
If a woman, it's a million women looking at you right now, and they want to ask you, bang, give us the three things that every man wants. What would you say?
Shit. One, he wants you to respect him. Two, he wants you to understand him. Try to at least.
Yes.
Respect and understand. And shit, make me feel as if though there ain't nothing else bigger than me. I don't give a fuck who it is. Bitch, I'm sitting right next to God. God, me.
Honestly.
Really, it's a tie.
Honestly.
Really, it's supposed to be.
Honestly. I'm the one reminding you he come first. I'm reminding you he come first. I'm the man. I'm reminding you come first. I agree with you. If I had to say, I would say, fuck him good. Feed him good. And then let that nigga be. Whatever he does after that is who he really is.
Yeah.
Whatever. If he goes and gets some money, you got you a hustling ass nigga. If he go lay down, you got you a lazy ass nigga.
Yep.
After you give him those three things, whatever he show you from there, that's who the fuck he is.
I always tell him, hey, you got to let a nigga do what he want to do so you can see what he want to do.
Yes.
You can't come in telling a nigga, man, I need you to do this. Now you telling me how to lie. Just wait me out, see what I'm about. Because a lot of that shit going to wear off if I'm being so nonchalant. Like, okay, do whatever. Nigga going to do whatever. Then you be like, nah, I can't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? You got to just see what a nigga is first. Am I tripping?
Nah. Because of today's new world, it's the desire for any man. Like, dog, I know some chicks that I've been following for 10 fucking years, y'all. I'm being honest. And if you that chick, don't get mad at me because I'm telling the fucking truth, man. And don't get mad. But here's the truth. I know some chicks that I know that are married. I seen them meet their husband, get engaged to their husband, marry their husband, have kids to their husband. I've never seen a nigga say a fucking word. As long as I've been following you, I've never heard him. I never heard his voice. I've never heard him say, hey, babe, I love you. Like, I've never heard him say anything. It's like, I'm dancing. Smile, nigga. Hey, my bitch Cherry, hey. Turn this shit off. Post this shit on the internet. Bitch, I'm lit. And I be like, nigga, can he talk? Like, I just don't understand that shit. These new chicks, they just be, it's like, I just want a man for the picture. Niggas are accessories in 2024. Mm-hmm. That's the scary part. I don't want to be an accessory. Cause I'm supposed to be leading the fucking bunch. You got me just for the picture.
They just struck something. I want to tell the ladies, just stop posting these niggas. You know what I'm saying? And to this yo nigga, yes. Stop posting these niggas, because when the nigga got to come down, you know what I'm saying? That shit got to be embarrassing, bro. Nigga, you pull the nigga down, like, just stop posting these niggas.
I got an idea.
Am I tripping?
No, you're not.
Another rule, stop posting these niggas, because
Another
what
rule.
You doing, you showing. Because what if it don't work out? You just showing who you was just dealing with.
I got to.
If y'all ain't out
there. Nah, you right. I got something bank I got to share with y'all. I got a way to change the way relationships between men and women work. Oh, my God.
Crack the code.
I cracked the code. We need to stop asking him if he's unfaithful. We need to assume he's unfaithful.
Yes, he is.
Hit me out. But the real question is, what's his home away record?
Oh, man, that's cold.
That's cold. What you want to know. If I'm fucking how many nigga, it was a point in time where if I fucked 10 times that week, nigga, I was fucking 2 and 8. Nigga, when I was home, I was fucking twice a week at home, 8 times in the streets. Damn. Now that's a piece of shit, man.
Damn.
Then if I'm 11-1, that gets you to the Hall of Fame in the most motherfucking worlds. Why can't we, instead of women asking a man, is he faithful?
Is he
ask
respectful?
Him, what's your home away percentage?
Respectful?
What's your weekly home away percentage?
Nah, we gonna
because
niggas
say
they gonna flag up
14-2. That's a good odds.
They gonna flag up for this shit right here.
14-2, meaning he fucked 14 times in the house that week, twice outside the house that week. 14-2, that's a great fucking record. That's a great record, but if you do other things and other things happen, he might want to start going 14-0 because he liked the way it feel to be 14-2. But you don't take a nigga from 2-10 to 14-0 as soon as you met him because you gave him some pussy, ladies. That's not how it goes. If that nigga's a cheater, he's a cheater. He's going to cheat. So ask him his home away record. It's going to change the dynamics of relationships. What's his home away record? That's what should matter to y'all ladies. Not does he cheat. Because I think there's probably only one human alive that if we found out this nigga was cheating, it would change the world.
Who?
And that's Barack Obama.
No, I'm going to keep it real. I know like 3 good men out of 3 billion. I know 3 good ones, like, man, bro, you good, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I don't talk to all type of niggas. I don't talk to the industry niggas, politicians.
Politicians.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever, like rappers, singers, dancers, whatever the fuck you do, all niggas are the same.
But this is what I'm saying.
It's rare.
But here's the thing.
I know 3 niggas, good niggas.
But here's the thing, though. Here's another problem with relationships that women have to understand that makes it difficult. That's why they got to play the game smarter. The strippers, the career women, the baby mamas, the ex-wives, they all are looking for the same nigga.
Yes.
That's the problem with the world.
Yes.
They all want the same man. They yes. want, like, my homegirls, my best friend is a girl. She interviewed this girl. And she said, and by the way, she is so happily married now because of this conversation. She was interviewing this girl, and the stripper girl, what kind of men she like. And as she's answering the question, she couldn't help but to notice she was saying the same kind of answer she would say. She was like, Raymond, it hit me. I can't compete with this girl. This girl is jumping on poles, bringing girls home. I just want a husband that's going to love me. That shit was beautiful to me. And she was like, I got to find a husband that's going to love me. Not someone that I think I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And she found someone that loved her. And then she realized that that's all she ever wanted. And now she's like killing everything she's going. But that comes from realizing,
mm-hmm.
I don't want, because we don't compete. We ain't if I'm competing with the same girl as a 25-year-old nigga, something wrong with me. Something wrong with me as a man. If I'm competing with the same girl as a 25-year-old nigga, I'm 40 fucking 4 years old. That's something wrong with me. But it's 44-year-old women competing for the same men that the 27-year-old women are. It's the game, and it's fucked up. So I think that women just got to kind of sit back and allow men to figure this shit out right now. But it's helped now because people like you talking.
You say you got to let them figure it out.
Saying like, stop trying to force them to be something they ain't.
Them facts. You got to live in your truth.
Let them figure it out.
You got to live in your truth.
Let them figure it out. Like every woman want an alpha male. Some of y'all ain't built for alpha male. Some of y'all need to be with betas. Ain't nothing wrong with being a beta. Everybody want alpha male. What about them beta niggas? Them niggas is good niggas too. Barack Obama was a beta nigga. He wasn't an in your face alpha male. Oh, Trump's an alpha male. He wants you to know I have a dick. You know, like Obama's like, hey brother, you know, it's different. Women be wanting to go for that boss energy, and that's why they losing. I've never met a man that said, man, what your girl got? How much your girl got to make a year to be with you? Make a year? I got to make something a year to take care of myself, and if she my woman, she gonna be there with me anyway. Men don't ask each other that. We just want somebody gonna make us happy. Women competing against a checklist, and they need to really start chasing their happy. But it's hard now because you don't have just two neighbors no more. It's not like I'm competing with the girls on Jackson Street. No, bitch, you compete with 25 million people on fucking Instagram every day.
No, I just started a new podcast up under the Big Fat Network called Perspective with Bank. I'm just going to interview all women.
Mm.
All type of women, just get their perspective. Just try to see. Let's figure out what's the disconnect.
Yeah. We want to.
Because I really want to know.
Bro, I want to help.
I feel like, I tell all women, you right about what you're saying, and I'm right about what I'm saying. We just got different perspectives.
Perspectives, bro.
You think like a woman, I think like a man. I can never think like a bitch. No matter what you say, whatever you can, you can't convince me to think like you think. Even when you right, I ain't going to tell you right. Because I don't want you to think I'm thinking like you. I'm going to just go and apply it. Like plenty of times. I'm just being real. Like, because you can't let nobody feel as if though they can change your mind in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I come back and be like, yeah, you right. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't finna let you stop me in my moment and change my mind about something that I'm adamant about till I change it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that could be what these new words is they got out.
What's the word? Gaslight?
Narcissist?
Narcissist.
Yeah, that could be narcissistic shit or whatever. But
I love my nigga.
I can't let you do me. Cause then you're gonna start doing me any kind of way. That's just how women do. They take a, you get them, not all women. I gotta stop saying that's how women do. That's how the women that I've known. And I've known a lot of women, I'm saying, from sisters to aunties to cousins to friends to, they all kind of think the same. They don't try to tell you, all men think the same too.
Keep going. I'm just saying, I'm
all,
with you.
All
like,
men,
nigga, you killing
all
it.
All men think the same too, right?
Yeah.
No matter, like you said, you could be a beta male. You still think like a man if you're a man.
You still a man. Oh my God! I tell this. I never told this. This woman did this. I saw this comedian lady, and she was telling a story. And she was, I was like, maybe like 12, 13 years ago. She was on stage telling a story, and she was like, "And gay guys," and she was like, "What the fuck are you so happy about? Why the fuck y'all dancing in the middle of the street?" And she was like, "I've been getting fucked 40 fucking years. They never had no dick that made me want to dance in the middle of the street." That shit was like eye-opening to me. And I'm like, that's right. Why are gay people so happy? And then it hit me. Because they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get me, I get you. We mm-hmm. understand. Meanwhile, it's like...
Undercover nigga.
Let me ask a question. Have we in America seen a huge gay divorce where we said her husband got this or her wife got... Think about it. And we don't see that.
Yeah.
What, a gay one?
I said, yeah, you're right. I'm saying like,
oh, yeah.
Say,
yeah. I'm saying, we don't see that. Because, and when I thought about that, and that's when I started saying, I'm not going to lie no more. If I'm doing something, I'm going to tell you. Because I want to see what it's like to be that free. Because I'm free in my, I'm not free in my business. Because in my business is attached to so many other fucking people that controls us.
That's true freedom.
Yes.
That's true freedom.
That's what I'm saying. And for me, it's like, and my thing is this, is that if I tell you what I'm doing, and that makes you feel like, well, I want to go do it too, then you're not the person for me. Because I don't want to do something because you're doing it. I want to do it because I want to do it. Now, unless you're using you want to do it as an excuse because I'm doing it, well, then we got a bigger issue.
That's the difference with women. They come in with, well, most, you know, some women, they feel as if, though.
I ain't going to lie, that weed hit my face feel so fucking good. I'm sorry. That shit just hit me, niggas. Just keep smoking. That shit feel good as fuck.
Feel like... What I was going to say?
Nah, nigga, that's whatever you saying. I'm just letting you know, nigga.
Beat up too, but most women feel like that you supposed to
go
for some shit. And I'm going to keep saying this on every podcast. This is what I tell my wife. You want me to go for certain shit that you don't even want our sons to go for.
Ooh.
You'll tell him straight up, hey, she doing that. She trying you. She trying you. But then you'll come right around and want me to go for that. Get what she said? You just changed my perspective. You right. I do know. All the time I act like I don't know.
Shout
know,
out to her.
I know when it's time to tell these niggas. But just because your emotions evolved with me, you don't know no more. You want me to goddamn go for that yabby, yabby, dabby do. But you telling my son not to go for that shit. Huh? You should take a head. Am I tripping?
You can talk, Jay. Y'all can talk.
Am I tripping?
Oh.
So you got a son, right? Okay. It's things that you're going to tell your son about women because you're his mother, that you advice that you never wanted somebody to tell. My mama told me the same shit you gonna. My grandma told me the same shit you gonna tell your son. That's what women gotta understand. Like, you're never gonna catch him doing nothing. So why even try? Unless you just,
you know what I tell Bake? They brothers cheat, they daddies cheat, they uncles cheat, every male cousin cheat. My family full of hoes. Let me look at a bitch. Don't play with me. Bitch, I'm who you think this is? You think I'm different from their family?
Boo boo the doo-doo.
Stop my ass. Listen, let me tell you something.
I change.
Let me tell you something. But you changed because you wanted to change. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm saying I change by telling the truth like you.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
By anything.
Yeah, I don't get forward
anything. It. Don't ask me. Don't.
I'm going to tell you.
Don't ask me.
I'm going to tell you.
I tell, like, don't pick up my phone. Like, nobody, because whatever you're looking for, it's probably in there.
But not only that, nigga.
I ain't deleting shit. It might be in some bullshit in there that ain't got nothing to do with me. I probably ain't act on it, but it there.
Nigga,
why are you doing that? You trying to break up.
I save it for my trophies, for when I want to go into my little room in the house and I just want to look at what used to be. I go through them old pictures and videos and be like, wow, what a time to be alive. And then I just go back upstairs and I go live my life. But I tell them, I'm like, bro, they be, yo, everybody cheat around you and you get mad because your man cheat. That shit is whack. Like, women only are in relationships to show other ladies, I'm better than you. That's why y'all in relationships. Every man in history of the world, I don't know one man alive that says, man, I love me a lace front wig. Who, I love me a stylish lace front wig. Oh, my God. I don't know one man alive saying that, but everybody got him. Y'all ain't doing that for us because we don't like him. Y'all be getting y'all breast jobs, the dress done, them hard titties that hit like baseballs. We don't like them. That's for other chicks to look at. It ain't for me. I'll take the worn down ones. I'm cool with that. As long as they feel real. I'd rather that than them little balls. You took a titty, a fucking titty. Bitch, what is the point of that? It's got to be for them other girls. Men don't do that, bro. We do other shit. We don't do that. Because you know, Ben, they're going to say, but y'all, I ain't saying we don't do other shit. But we don't do that. If I get fresh, you better believe I don't want to go to an all-male convention.
Like, I would have to.
I want to go to a female convention. Yeah. I want fresh hair. I want everybody to compliment me. I want to be smelling good. I want to be complimenting me. I don't give a fuck if I have a wife that I'm happy with. It feels good to be wanted by the other sex as a man.
I'm going to tell you something. That's why I do hiking with Bank, though, for real, because I be wanting people in they raw element. People just come out there raw.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't got their makeup on. They just out there regular. Skull caps on regular. We just out there. So you're going to get the real. You ain't going to get the juiced up version. You know, everybody got a different ego. When they juiced up, I got my juice on. I'm juiced. So my attitude is that.
I'm so juiced right now.
I'm juiced. When you juice, you juice. Your attitude is that. That's why I come out of the house, man. White folk hats on and white boy glasses. I'm juiced. I'm juiced. This juice. So I ain't never got to dress it up.
You confident, man.
You get what I'm saying? Like, because people be different people once they done put their uniform on. I mean, their costume on. Now you done create a false ego. When you take that shit out, you feel back regular. I don't never feel regular.
I don't want to ever feel regular.
I never feel regular. I don't give a fuck what I got on, where I'm at, what I'm doing, hell my face. I don't give a fuck. I'm never regular.
I just said it this weekend. I don't want to experience regular. I don't want to be regular. I was regular for a very long time. I don't want to live the rest of my life. I want to be unnormal. I want to be different. I want to be odd. That's my favorite numbers is odd numbers. 1, 3, 5, 7. I only deal with odd numbers because I want to be odd, because I want to be different.
All right, 3 stacks. Nigga looking at 3 stacks like he's just, man, nigga is living his life. He's not regular.
Who's your favorite Gemini?
All of them. You know,
we got like a cult. I love y'all.
I'm going to keep it real. We got like a cult. Like, I can, me and a dude can have an issue or something. And he was like, oh, you're Gemini, though? Oh, bro, hell nah.
I understand a little bit. Yeah.
Hell nah. We ain't going back and forth.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
You part of the clan, I'm saying. We just like, I fuck with all Gemini.
I'm a Virgo. We the same way. If you're a Virgo, I understand everything there is to know about you. I don't have to worry about nothing. You're a Virgo, I get you. I get you. If we don't never say September Virgos or August Virgos, like Capricorns and Cancers. He's a September. He's a Joan Cancer. I'm a July Cancer. We different. Nigga, Virgos are Virgos.
Gemini,
nigga. I'm trying to tell you.
Women and men, they different, but.
Yeah, but that's the nuances of that. What's the sign you don't fuck with?
I can't say it because I'm acting like I fuck with him. I do fuck with Aquarius though.
Yeah.
Them Taurus is kind of shaky with them Taurus because I think Shantae fucked it up for Taurus's people and all. Like, I just feel like they loyal to the bone. Like, they gonna ride with you to the max on whatever. I just feel like, I don't know, they just be. I don't know. Motherfucker crazy, bro. It could just be huddle. It might not be all Taurus. But you know, I just put everybody in the same boat.
Some people are going to say it could be you in her life. It could be you in her life. That's what the kids say.
Yeah.
It
could be, though.
But as long as it works, bro, I love that. Man, bro, you understand, bro. I am a fan of you. Man, fuck Big Facts. I love Baby Jade. Oh, my God. That's one thing I'm jealous of you of. What? You got Baby Jade. I ain't gonna lie, man. If y'all have a divorce, just don't say to her, where the fuck you about to go? Yeah. I'm telling you right now, she got a seat right here, Baby Jade, whatever you want. Only thing I'm jealous you got is Baby Jade.
Yeah.
But nigga, I fuck with you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Screen Touch, my brother too, but I fuck with you. And I think that's what people don't understand. People be wanting you to fuck with what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck with what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck with me.
Yeah, shit.
Cause whatever you fuck with me, nigga, you gonna love everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't love, I don't be giving a fuck. I fuck with you. I see what you say.
I don't even ask nigga what they do. I fuck with you. We all do a little bit of this, a little bit of that here and there. So fuck that. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you.
Nah, bro, you're a whole legend. And I'm glad to be sitting next to you.
I appreciate it.
Because I jumped in the game after you, this game. And I don't think people understand how hard it is to do this shit. Like, it look easy. By the way, it's easy. Because it's just who we are.
Yeah.
I wrote some shit down. I was like, I'm fucking up. It's easy talking to you because you confident in you. But I'm telling you, bro, you a legend, my nigga.
I appreciate
and,
that, bro.
And the way you've been able to curate your life into something where you can hike with Bank, you can smoke with Bank, you could come to the Bank shit show, you could do all this shit with Bank, and you turn yourself into like Atlanta Steve Harvey, nigga.
It's cold. It's cold. I need that money to match up to that.
Nah, nigga, I know how to do that part very well.
You do?
Oh, my God. Hey, I know how to do that part.
Let's put it together.
Nah, nigga, because you are.
I'm not leaving. We're going to the office.
I'm telling you, bro, when you have the ability, and I'm not going to lie, I'm going for it. That's why I see it. Because I told my team, I said, I want to be a young Steve Harvey. So I don't even want to be fake. You doing it, though. The shit show. You've shown that I can get people in the seats. I've shown that I can get money in the bank. The most important thing is getting people in the seats, though, because if you can always get people in the seats, you'll always have money in the bank.
Yeah, them facts.
And for me, I've seen you do that, and that's my goal in 2024. So I told God that my goal, and then all of a sudden, nigga, me and you here filming something. Like, ah, damn, like, how the fuck does that line up like that? Because I told God my goal. And this is the most random conversation ever. We just was talking one day, and I was telling somebody else I want to do something. You was like, nigga, I do it with you. I was like, nigga, let's go, nigga. Fuck that. So I'm just telling you, nigga, you're a whole legend.
Real shit. I appreciate that, bro.
I got a legend drinking out water, nigga. Y'all got to price one up.
Good, too.
Appreciate you. But yeah, man.
You need a little K. You got a K back there for me?
Nigga, I got you, nigga.
You know, we coming in motherfucker big.
What,
and going off and handling the business, figure out how we get the money. And got them give me a case of water. Jay, where the water at?
We got you. We're gonna make sure you got the water. I'm selling it. I'm selling it to you, bro. I'm sending it to you. I'm gonna make sure we send you.
Right.
I want you to put it on your show, nigga. I know, you know, I don't know. I know Puff got the spirits, but if you want water, nigga, use our water, nigga, because it's our water, nigga. And I'll keep y'all supplied with water.
That's done.
Cause nigga, why the fuck would you drink another water that you paid for unless they paying you? Then that's why I gotta shut the fuck up. But if you ain't getting paid, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, shut the fuck up. Help a nigga out. Might get you paid more. Nigga might see my shit go up and be like, yo, do for Ray what you did for me, bro. Now all of a sudden you got your own water. Hey, nigga, thank you. Now I know how to run a little play a little bit more. I can show you.
Whatever,
bro.
You
I am
on,
not a hater,
whatever,
bro.
Vice versa.
And I know you ain't, nigga. I know you ain't a hater. I am, dog. You can't do what we do if you're a hater. Because, nigga, our job is to sit down and make someone else shine.
Facts.
And I know it'd be hard sometimes. You know, you be trying to get some shit out of a nigga. He like, yeah. You like, okay, well, man, how you feeling? Came about, you know, like, damn, nigga, I'm trying to make you interested. My audience showing up for me no matter what.
But get what I said, I'm gonna do this shit, man. I told Screener, man, I don't wanna talk to celebrities. Mm. We can book them, they can book them, whatever, but I'm burnt out. I wanna talk to goddamn. We see, I keep looking over there, bro. Yeah. I ain't even met him yet. I'm just, yeah. I wanna talk to the regular people who just, you know, before they be that. Mm. Now you gotta think, all the artists that really came on Big Fat, we caught them right before they, you know what I'm saying, from all of them, before they went to the next level. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So,
who was your favorite interview? Like, who did you enjoy interviewing for yourself?
Stunner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If for you to get that rich, it's one thing you have to do. And I don't think people know this. You have to master life.
Yeah.
It's time to master life.
Yeah.
So you hear a nigga that rich, and you bring some up to him, and then you feel like, it's almost like, if it was anybody else, you feel like you're taking a fucking, one of those fucking torches or whatever, you throwing that shit to hit a nigga through a heart. But when you bring that shit to a nigga like that, you just hit the bottom of his shoe, because he a giant.
But I just know that nigga Stunner, he one of them nigga too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He one of them nigga that just, you know, like, you know, cut from that. He still throw some bullshit in there.
Of course he has to.
But he'll own up to it right then and there. You like, yeah, shit, yeah. Like that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, shit, if I did, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I like that energy, bro. Like, I ain't ducking that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit I took out of that interview.
That nigga out like a Gemini, by the way. What's that nigga birthday, man? That nigga, hey, somebody look at Bourbon birthday, man. That nigga feel like a Gemini. Nigga, he on that.
Nah, Stunner, I don't think Stunner.
Nigga, that's that nigga. Hey, nigga, I'm going to tell you something funny when you finish this. But he is one of them niggas. He is that. That's how I felt about Dame. When I interviewed Dame, it was funny because he didn't care. Like, it's like.
That's it, though, bro.
That's like.
How the fuck you
like,
gonna
how do you develop that level of not giving a fuck?
Just don't give a fuck.
Like, I don't know one motherfucker that's. Oh, yeah, the Aquarius. Couldn't wait to say that shit. The Aquarius nigga couldn't wait to say that. And then, like, I still fuck with him. My mom an Aquarius, nigga. I love Aquariuses, nigga. I love Aquariuses. I love Geminis. I just want to date one. I'll be friends with a Gemini. They'll die for you. Date one, they'll die with you.
Yeah,
bitch, we dying together.
Real shit.
Nigga, I ain't dying with that. I'm dying. I'm not playing with no Geminis. There was something I about to ask you, man. I know we wrapping up, but I want to ask you something, bro. It was something.
Man, we run this shit back, bro.
Nah, we could dog.
We're gonna run this shit back too, though. But go give me that word, but we're gonna run this shit back.
I'm saying,
bro,
this my I'm enjoying this conversation. Cause for me, I feel like you just I feel like we both like different highs, but we just kind of cross paths. Like, what's up, nigga? What you doing up here? Like, what's up? Let's talk some shit, nigga. Let's talk some shit.
Real shit.
By the way, I will say this. I'm glad that I discovered. I know it looks silly, but I'm with it. But I'm glad I discovered this because I suffer from insomnia for years, my entire adult life, I suffered from insomnia until I started taking edibles. And that's why I take it every day, every night, because I sleep, it puts me to sleep. Like, y'all can see I'm leaning. I ain't never leaned this much, nigga. Them shits, you go, it goes one or two ways. That's how you know you're interesting, because I would have been like.
That's what it is, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's still the vibe, though. I'm telling you that vibe, man. I'm telling you that shit. I never wrote down a question.
I want to be a judge at the shit show, man.
Judge? How you going to be a judge?
Don't you have judges?
Nah, the crowd, the judge.
Oh, well, I want to throw shit at the shit show.
Come on. When you coming? You coming February 14th?
February 14th, I'm there.
Huh?
I'm there, February 14th. You got, nigga, I'm shaking hands.
I'm putting you on the front row.
Let go, nigga.
I got you.
Motherfucker. What, nigga? Nigga, that's the most amazing thing, bro. That shit is Showtime at the Apollo, man, 2024.
On steroids.
That's Showtime at the Apollo, nigga, because everybody can throw shit now.
You know we need somebody to manage the shit. Figure it out. Figure out them play.
You know what I mean? Listen,
we just been thugging, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
It just look good.
It's so crazy because I've been.
It just look good, bro. That shit, we ain't.
I got something, no.
Room, we need to clean our back room.
I got something, no. I got something, no. The deal at play I'm making right now, the deal I'm making, my man just bought the big property. He looking for. I got something, no. I got something for you. And let me tell you one thing. I want you to hear this shit on record. Nigga, any room I'm in, you're in. It's not because I want something.
That's cold.
Nigga, any room I'm in, you in. You wanna know why? Nigga, because that's the only way. Real niggas gonna keep fucking popping up.
Real
niggas show the example to other real niggas and other real niggas and other real niggas, we gotta fight that for the other nigga on this side that's just fucking everybody running into. that nigga fucking everybody. He gonna get, but he gonna wind up getting us sooner or later. So we gotta fight that shit by doing good by niggas.
Real shit.
And you that, bro. So any room in, you win, nigga. I don't give a fuck what it is. Nigga, and I don't want shit. I just wanna put you in a room because I want them to see it's more of us if you open up the door. It's more of us, nigga. Cause they don't think it's us. They don't, niggas don't think this could happen. Oh, there's two niggas with ego. I don't give a fuck. We can put this show on your YouTube. I don't give a fuck.
We could do this shit 20 times.
We
go change clothes and do another.
Yes, nigga. I don't care. I love doing this shit.
We change our clothes, bro.
I love doing this. And nigga, I could tell you be that shit come off the motherfucking back with you, nigga. And it's like, nigga, you know what me and you are? Ooh. Nigga, we Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp.
That's hard.
It's the hip hop version. Yeah. That's how I got my hairline. I love Stephen A, by the way. That's my nigga. But yeah, I'm like, you know, Shannon Sharp, he got them hoes. You know, Stephen A, he, you know, he got, you know, he probably got them, he probably got the corporate bitches. Shannon Sharp definitely gets the strippers. Ain't no stripper fucking with Stephen A. You think so? Really?
Stephen A that nigga, man.
Yeah, but he's so New York.
Well, he knew he getting that New York pussy off that shit.
Yeah, but New York girls don't be on your dick like that. New York girls don't be on your dick like that.
But there's some bitches be on New York niggas' dick though.
They exactly.
Like, extra New York.
Exactly. You're right. But you know what it is? He does. He does.
Probably one of them smooth he ass
get,
niggas.
He get the HBCU bitches. And Shannon Sharp get the FAMU bitches. FAMU's HBCU. He gets the, give me some. Somebody help me, man. He gets the college bitches, the universities. That's who Shannon
Sharp. HBCU.
Stephen A. Smith, because he like, that's, he just look like, I don't think white girls like Stephen A. Smith. White bitches love Shannon Sharp. That part, that old, goddamn oldest part right here. That oldest part. Look at that motherfucker. And them black glasses. That nigga like they granddaddy. I'm trying to tell you.
See, that's inspiration though, what he doing, man.
Man, bro.
Came out of nowhere, but he killed him.
Man, I just want to say, man, you just got to keep doing this shit, man. This is fun, man. I got all these thoughts in my head, man. I just love being high. I also come up with the greatest ideas of all time when I'm high.
Yes.
Because it's like, for some reason, I see everything differently now. It's like, it's the reverse, mm-hmm. And it's slower. So I see everything. It's a good light. It's a good night.
It's calming you, like your anxiety probably used to be up on the day. It's just calming you down to where now you can, it's really like some fucking yoga.
Yes, nigga. Edibles are nigga yoga. Edibles are nigga yoga, nigga.
Calm a nigga head down, like.
This is like yoga. Yo, we should host a high yoga night. Everybody gotta be high, and won't that be fun? Fuck hot yoga, high yoga. And how we gonna code it? It's gonna be H-I yoga. Like we say hi to it, but you know what it mean though.
High yoga, that's hard.
High yoga. Oh, hi, I wanna do yoga. Oh, you do, huh? Okay, cool. You want your blunt? You want a blunt? Or you want an edible? Or you want mushrooms? What do you mean? I thought, no, we get high in
here. Might as well send that on in. Somebody gonna steal that.
Nah, it's ours on record now. They can't take it from us. It's on motherfucking record. We publish it, we own it. High
yoga.
Be our faces on there. Both of us got, like those two niggas right there, niggas. Nigga stretching. Two nigga glasses, nigga stretching. High yoga, nigga. Would you come to that shit, Jordan? That's what the hoes gonna be.
We're gonna have the bitches.
Oh, my guaranteed. God. Oh my God. And then with
you just sat there and said earlier, bro, niggas don't put on their cologne for niggas.
Hell no.
Oh, bitch, you gonna smell me when I come through.
What, bitch?
Three, four different kinds. What that is? Some new shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't do that shit for women.
I be telling a girl, like, why would I tell you so now your nigga could be in here getting asked questions? I don't have a nigga. I was just being funny. It's this. Just in case you do. Always that. I got that. And by the way, when I got game, I ain't gonna lie to you. You ever seen that movie? It's oh my God, Andre 3000. It's not Get Shorty, Be Cool. It's a movie called Be Cool, and Andre 3000 plays this character who just like he just be jumpy and shit. Like you yell, he'd be like, "Who can you remember? You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. It's a part of the movie where he said." He shot the gun by mistake, and he was like, Cedric the Entertainer character was like, nigga,
gun. Like, yo, need a gun. He said, don't give me no gun if I can't shoot it then.
That's what I tell my team. Don't bring me around some chicks if I can't flirt when I'm high. Don't bring me around there. I'm gonna tell them. I done fuck. I be in the. I know for a fact I be confusing them. I be asking, you believe in love at first sight? I do too, right? It's so crazy. It's so amazing. It's like, is this happening right now? I be high as fuck.
We just build.
Next morning they hit me. I really forgot. I don't even remember what they look like. I don't. It was just like, you were just a scene in my movie. That's you cold. Was an extra in my movie. I go home. That's the movie I'm in. You just an extra. Extra work is better than being a cheerleader. Extra work is being better. I just had to put that out there because extra work is that was almost there, but it was like, nah, at least you, I got some friends that get pussy doing extra work. I don't know no nigga getting pussy being a cheerleader.
Somebody getting them. The other cheerleader getting them niggas a pussy.
I hope so. I hope that's why. I wish that I walked into a I wish I walked into a male cheerleading room and it was just like an orgy. And it's like, oh, that's why y'all do it. I don't want to participate. I just wanted to say respect. And I'm leaving. But it can't be to be cheering for another man. Imagine my daughter singing B, give me a A, give me a N, get my bitches singing his name. Go home with him. I'm with him, baby. Like, it's just the cheers, bitch. I don't care. You can't cheer a nigga name. Like, it's like, you listen, every man wants his girl to be what?
I'm gonna tell you.
His cheerleader.
I was just telling, I'm glad you said that. I was just telling my homegirl earlier today about Beyonce in movies, right? You see, we ain't never seen it no more movies. Jay don't even seem like a nigga like, hey, find something else to do. All that hugging up on niggas in movies and shit. We not even playing like that. Certain niggas just don't play in certain ways. Like, that ain't your job no more. I come up to your job and your boss act like, or whoever act like, hey, that's
boss.
I'm just saying.
No. I'm glad you're saying that though.
Whoever. Hey, I need to talk to these people and let these people know what's going on at their job. She kind of work. She's not just talking shit. But all bullshit aside, it's like, how could you watch your wife be in a sex scene?
Fuck no.
Or just kissing in a movie?
Fuck no. We don't need money that bad.
Thank you.
And if we need money that bad, then I'm doing the wrong job, so I should leave. We don't need money that bad.
What's that though, bro?
I just think it's real men take pride in, like dog, men take pride in who they with. Like, I want to be proud of who I'm with. Now niggas want to be the nigga. I want him to be proud of who I'm with. I can't tell him. I can't wait to say it so he can look like, for real? You trying to press this nigga? I want the pussy. I don't know what we talking about. I'm just being honest. I don't understand this shit. I just don't get it. I wouldn't let my chick be no sex scene. Nigga, I don't even want her to have a boss that's a man. On God. And if she do, I want to meet him so he can know this bitch is doing this because she want to. So the minute you treat her like she need to, you're going to have to see me. That's all. This is her wanting to. This is not her needing to. Because you might treat her like she need this shit. And I'm going to remind you she don't.
Yeah, nah.
Nigga. So I don't want none of that shit. I just want you to cheerlead me, baby. And let's go to the top together. I just want that. That's me.
Narcissistic behavior.
Let me tell you something. I think narcissist is a good word. You can't name one great man that wasn't one. Even Martin Luther King thought his dream was important enough for 2 million people to hear. That ain't no narcissistic behavior. Think about that. I think that I have words that are so important that y'all can hear. If you look up the definition of narcissist, that's what it is. He was a narcissist enough to go be Martin. He was humble enough to let them white people whip on his ass because it helped us. But he was high. He knew that he had something to say. And I don't believe that nobody gets to greatness without being a narcissist. LeBron James is the world leader. He still had to call himself king first. Shit, nigga.
Remind me what to tell you something when we get off camera about Martin Luther King. This shit gonna blow your mind. I ain't never said it out loud, but
yeah, and anybody can't say that I'm being disrespectful. I'm being honest. You, nigga, you had to think you important enough that I have a dream speech. Obama, remember Obama? He was trying to be a fucking, he was in politics. He still called Clarence Avon and said, I need my speech to be heard because it's that big. He ain't downplay. You got to play yourself up. Everybody great has been a narcissist at some point. And I think that they become great, they get real strong, then they give back to the people in a other way. Now, the people that that came up with him, those people probably don't like him the same. Right? You know what I'm saying? But the people who know him, they fuck with
facts him. Right now.
Yeah, man. Y'all know what I'm saying. I'm just saying. You just said ain't nothing wrong being a narcissist, man. I don't know one rich nigga that's not. Even the most praying man still feel like my prayers need to be heard a little bit louder. Kirk Franklin had to say at some point, hold on, how far gospel go? How much? Oh, that ain't enough for me. I'm about to go up. GP is your wind man. Oh yeah, we had, like he was like y'all. That nigga understood the assignment.
Real shit.
That's fucking narcissist behavior to some people.
But that's what they call it.
That to me, that's what they gonna say it is. Narcissist is having a high opinion of yourself or the need for yourself or something like that. People are gonna say no. That's narcissist. Narcissism is fuck all y'all. Ain't nobody great. Ain't nobody great arguing against the word narcissist. They probably, if they are, they arguing against the word humble. You think Michael Jordan told his kids be humble? Hell nah. You think LeBron James told his kids be humble? Hell nah. You going to the league, boy. Everything out of me is great. Now, he might tell them be good people. Being good people ain't being humble, though. Mm-hmm. You could be a good person and not be humble. Being humble means bow your head, nigga. I ain't bow my head for nobody but God. It's just me.
Thanks.
What, you don't like that? You can say something.
The first part of narcissism is not bad. The ending.
See what I'm talking about? A woman is going to find a way.
What's the ending part of?
Come tell us. Come here. Don't you sit and tell us.
It says.
Oh, no, you going to talk off camera? You going to disrespect? Come on. The audience has to hear it. Sit down in the middle. Ladies first. His mic can reach. Just turn around. Like, No, talk to the mic. That's why you talk to the mic.
Oh, okay. It says, personality qualities include thinking very highly of oneself, needing admiration, believing others are inferior, and lacking empathy for others.
The word narcissist, bro, I just figured it out. Narcissist is written by humble people who are angry. They invented the word. Humble people invented the word.
I'm saying it says, needing admiration, believing others are inferior, and lacking empathy for others. Now, I get that you got to think you the shit.
Now, I'm asking you a question. Why did Martin Luther King give his I Have a Dream speech at Ebenezer Baptist Church in front of 200 people? No, because he knew it needs to be heard on the highest mountain for the world to hear it. Right? That's not, by the way, that's not bad, is it?
No, it's not
okay, bad. Exactly. Exactly. But he still had the need to be admired. He still needed to be heard. He still needed the people to see him. It's the same shit.
So basically you're saying if you don't create any waves, you're not going to make change. And that's important in order to make that word right.
Who changes it? James trying to say something. Don't whisper.
Speaking to the mic. Oh, no.
Damn, Jack Dance, pimp ass nigga.
No, I was just saying, like, you're saying that narcissism is important for the greater good. If used properly.
No, I'm saying narcissism is important for the person that wants to be somebody.
You saying so Nick should basically be a narcissist.
If they want to be somebody.
Unapologetically.
We spoke about that earlier, didn't we, Bake? The more they don't speak, the more high you get, the more fucks they don't give. Right or wrong?
Right.
We just said that. So we kind of saying the same thing. I just don't think people like how it's being delivered.
But lacking empathy for others.
That's the only I'm not gonna lack empathy for nobody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't think.
Then I'm a narc. That's our new word. We're narc. We're narcissists. We're just narcs.
I do believe you, and I do believe that you have to have an unbelievable faith in yourself. Kobe did. Oh, I'm sorry.
Talk to the mic.
I do believe that you have to have that type of faith in yourself. I do believe Kobe, everyone believed that they were the greatest. Michael Jordan, they believed that they were the greatest.
It starts in your head first.
Absolutely. And what you say is what it is. So I believe that that's important.
And no compromising.
But the empathy part is where the confusion comes in, where everyone's like, that's such a bad thing because you don't have empathy for others.
No. Michael Jordan didn't have empathy for the motherfucking Lakers, the Sonics, motherfucking Phoenix Suns, and he really didn't have no empathy for the Utah Jazz.
And then I don't.
No, I'm just saying.
And the inferior, it could be,
you could find a way to make him the bad person. Oh, dog, I get it. I'm just saying.
People are inferior to you is also another thing. But
I don't think that. That's why I just said we're narcissists. We're not narcissists. We're narcs. We just made the word cool now. Now niggas gonna say I'm a narcs. Thank you, Jay. You helped us.
Yeah, I'm a
narcissist. You are doing a great job, by the way.
I think I'm a nars too.
I'm a nars. You know what, man? That's how we end this show right now. Two narcs had a conversation.
Oh, man, certain shit I just can't go for, man. I done went for a lot of shit, but certain shit I just can't go for. I'm to my mental and spiritually. I don't give a fuck about the yabba dabba do. I'm to my mental and spirit. I'm just going to remove. That's the easiest way. Because the way I think, we're not going to always align. Like, I ain't going to always align with everybody. I got to get in and out. I can't every day, because some days I be tripping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got to in and out. You know what I'm saying? Let me catch me. Catch me when I ain't narse. Catch me when I'm chilling.
Narsing.
Yeah, when I ain't narsing.
I'm narsing right now.
Yeah, catch me when I ain't narsing, bro, because I'm two people.
I love that. Well, everybody just met Ramon today, baby, because it's the third nigga in me. It's Ray, Raymond, and Ramon. Ramon is a different nigga. Ray is who everybody know. Raymond is who the family know. Ramon, this new nigga here, I'm just trying to tell y'all. It's outside. Ramon. You got to roll a motherfucking tongue. My shit didn't even make sense in them circles. Ramon. Not Ramon. Ramon. Well, listen, man. We're going to do this one more time. We got some stuff to talk about. I had a lot of fun.
Me too.
It's actually, I see KG. See, I want you to know, bang, I got some teammates, right? That's Jack Dan's. Jack Dan's is the guy with me, right? You're like, raise your hand. Like, you know, I know. I'm saying Jack Dan's.
You're like, nigga, right?
Let's say something. You know. But Jack Dan's is the nigga that's going to always be with Tim's and with Ray. So yeah. When you were, who is with Ray? Jack Dan's with Ray. But then there's KG. She can make you a whole lot of money. This mother right here is a fucking powerhouse, and when she talk I listen, and she's looking at me the way my fifth grade teacher would when I was fucking up and I almost had a chance to be somebody. So she's looking at me like, you. So on that note, I'm gonna end the show because I want to listen to the better version of us
for sure.
I appreciate you, my nigga. It's love right here, my nigga.
We're gonna do this shit. We're gonna run it back.
No, we're gonna do it on your set. We're gonna come to you. We're gonna do this shit wherever. Let's go.
Lock.
I fuck with you. We locked in, nigga.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.